You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The flu vaccine will no longer be free for children under 12 or Maori and Pacific people aged 55 to 64. I spoke to Associate Professor in Hauora Māori at the University of Otago, Dr. Esther Willing, about the impact this will have on the health of our communities, particularly children Māori and Pacifica. I started the interview asking Willing for her reaction to this change in eligibility.
I think it's a missed opportunity to actually improve Māori and Pacific health outcomes and address some of the persistent health inequities we see for Māori and Pacific peoples. We know that older Māori and Pacific people are more likely to get the flu, less likely to be vaccinated, and are more likely to have negative outcomes from getting the flu. And so expecting them to wait until they're 65 to have access to this vaccination is really admitting that we don't want to improve health outcomes for that group of people. We know that for our tamariki, for the children under the age of 12, often they are one of the vectors of bringing the flu into a family, bringing the flu into a household. And so if we can protect them from the flu, you're actually protecting the wider whānau as well. We also know that tamariki have, Māori and Pacific tamariki in particular, are more likely to live in cold, damp housing. They're more likely to have underlying respiratory illnesses like asthma. So changing the access to the flu vaccine for this group is actually quite significant. There's going to be negative health outcomes for these tamariki, and there's going to be negative health outcomes for older Māori over the age of 55 as well.
And can you provide any insight that you've seen on what impact these particular subsidies have had?
I think the first impact I think is important. I don't have the data on this, but I've anecdotally within my own whānau and the communities I work in, there's been more uptake of the flu vaccine for people over the age of 55 to be able to protect themselves and also for tamariki. This was introduced to actually with the COVID vaccine over the last couple of years. The introduction of subsidising the flu vaccine was really about keeping people well and keeping them out of hospital because we acknowledged our health system was already under a lot of pressure from COVID, and that's not going to change this year either. So what we, from a health system's perspective, what we're actually going to be doing is increasing the amount of illness in our communities, and that's going to have an impact on our hospitals during winter. We're going to see people with COVID but also more people with the flu. Negative outcomes from that.
Why do you believe that this decision has been made?
I think there's two reasons why it's been taken away. The first is it costs money. Our current government is looking for ways to reduce funding services so that they can reprioritise that funding to other areas. The second reason is the belief that everyone should have equal access to resources in Aotearoa New Zealand. And this idea that all people over the age of 65 have access to the flu vaccine really doesn't recognise the differences within our older people in Aotearoa New Zealand. It doesn't recognise that Māori and Pacific people die earlier, have poorer health outcomes at an earlier age. And so it's taking the inequality approach, but that approach is actually going to increase health inequities for Māori and Pacific people over the age of 55.
What would your message to the government be for how they can better address health inequities in Aotearoa?
Well, they need to actually recognise that health inequities exist and we need to do different things for different groups of people in our society. If we're serious about improving Māori and Pacific health outcomes, it means we actually have to do things differently at different age groups to be able to see those positive health outcomes for those communities.
That was Dr. Esther Willing from the University of Otago on changes to flu vaccine subsidy eligibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.